Welcome back to Project Independence in You, right here at WCWP.org, 88.1 FM. I'm your host for the day, Rebecca Miller, and our co-host is the wonderful Otto Loos. We're not going back into it, really, because ever since then, you really have just become so conceited. The last 10 minutes have been impossible.
No, you're embarrassing me.
You're wonderful, Otto. You know I love you. We can't control ourselves when you're here because you are so terrific and supportive. Turn off your cell phone.
Yeah, I know.
So everybody, well, just the sound. You can just keep it right near you. We all need it. So our next guest is Mimi Takeuchi.
Thank you.
Did I say that right?
Yes, it's perfect.
Thank you. Perfect.
I knew how to say that.
You did? Oh, did. Otto, you should have told me. Mimi, you're an anti-aging and nutrition consultant,
yes.
which is wonderful. You know, we are an aging in place program here at the town of North Hempstead. So we have about 50,000 residents who are 60 or older in the town, and I think they'd all be very interested in any anti-aging advice. I mean, not that there's anything wrong with aging, because without it, we wouldn't have our department. But there's a lot of things that we do in this department to help support seniors live in their homes long, safe,
yes.
as they like. So healthy longevity. How did you come to be into this kind of business or program? What is it that, you know, inspired you?
My. Yes, I actually was in corporate America investment advisory, and my father got sick, uh-huh. and so I came back home to help out, and I started studying nutrition. And we didn't know what was wrong with my father in the beginning, so right. they said, oh, you should go on a low-fiber diet, high-fiber. So I'm looking up low-fiber, high-fiber.
Right.
And then as I'm doing that, as I'm eating the same foods, it's like low-fiber, I'm not going to the bathroom, high-fiber,
right.
I'm going.
We talk a lot about that in the
yes,
senior community.
So
yes,
so the impact of food and like food as medicine really started interesting. So I have a anti-aging and nutrition certification, and one of my biggest interests is in anti-aging. And I've discovered some things that, you know, you can have a healthy life by eating certain foods.
Right.
And I thought I would share with you some concepts I learned, like umami.
That would be wonderful. So clearly you've done a lot of research over the years.
Yes.
And in addition to, unfortunately, adding certain foods, we do have to let go of certain foods, I think.
Yes.
That, or products or
yes.
portions or counting.
Yes.
So why don't you talk a little bit about...
Sure. One of the most, I think, fun concepts, I think, is this concept called umami. And so in Japanese, umai means delicious, and mi means taste. So actually, eating deliciously is a anti-aging way of eating.
I like that.
Yes.
I like to eat.
If our listeners can only see what we're staring at on the center of our table.
But I would say a part of eating deliciously, you have to kind of take away the refined sugars and the refined flours. But eating deliciously, meaning eating, you know, whole foods.
When you say refined, just so that everybody has a clear understanding, because we hear a lot of words like that. What does refined mean versus fructose or...
So let's say with when it's very
what are we looking at here, Mimi, on the table?
Let's just
that
say
Christina
refined
put
is
in.
Very, very white sugar, very like things that are very white. It says they've taken out the nutrients.
Okay.
So when we consume it, it just
there's
no nutrients.
Okay.
So it's better when it's the whole foods. But umami is actually delicious taste we talk about is something that we innately know this is good. So a perfect example is
right.
like when a baby knows once they're born that the mother's milk is nutritious, and that's umami. So scientifically it's kind of boring, but it's the essential amino acids that your body needs. So in a simplistic sense, it's like chicken soup. That is umami. You know,
right.
you have your bone broth and your vegetables, and there's a lot of delicious proteins that are essential for
life. different than a craving. It's really more what your body needs.
Exactly. What everyone says is the nutrient-dense food. So a lot of different beautiful colors, your oranges, your orange colors, your red colors, and your green colors, they help with all the different organs. So you can actually eat for like brain health or heart health or longevity, or if you want to get sick.
Right.
Yeah.
I like to eat personally, and I like to eat most foods. Mm-hmm. That actually, you could put almost anything here. But I happen to be fortunate in that I don't gain weight, but I also do exercise and walk. So I don't know. There's like a moderation.
Exactly. It's all about balance. Yeah. I mean, if you see how I eat, I eat a lot of things, but that's the point, also to eat diverse, not just the same thing all the time. And so part of like umami, why it's so fun, is different cuisines all over the world have this concept of umami. So you can explore the different soups of, Latin American countries, the sancocho, and, it's deliciousness.
I like that. But my problem is most of the time I don't know what I'm eating.
Oh, well, that's good, as long as it's delicious.
Yeah. So when we are talking about, the aging community. We have residents certainly 60 and over who are, able to cook and fend for themselves. And then we do have a frailer population where, maybe preparing large meals for themselves, healthier meals, it's difficult. So it's always good to give advice, I find, to maybe cooking once a week and prepping meals and having them ready so that, you can just, I know the microwave isn't a great thing, but it really does save a lot for seniors who can just pull a meal out, prepared meal for them, as well as meals that maybe are nutritious and delicious, but we're not spending a lot of time preparing and chopping and things like that. So when you're kind of thinking about seniors or working with seniors, what are the types of advice you give to kind of help them think about how to prepare for themselves?
Right. One way is maybe you can bulk buy some vegetables of all different colors, and then before you store them in the refrigerator, since they're vegetables, you can eat them raw if you don't have time.
Right,
yes.
Right.
Or you can just steam up a whole couple of them.
Right.
And then so in the week, all you have to do is, chuck some green beans, chuck some, different vegetables onto your plate, and voila, there's your meals. And the other thing I wanted to talk about were these, the concept of strong foods and forgotten foods.
Okay.
And so
strong and forgotten?
Yes. And the forgotten foods. So, like, the strong foods are actually, like, the root vegetables. Like, in Japan, we have the daikon radish, the long white radish.
Right.
You have, like, the ginger. A lot of the root, but the cassavas, those strong foods also, like, barks. Like, a lot of people nowadays are eating the cinnamon barks. That's very good for you. It warms your body up. It stabilizes your blood glucose.
Right.
So you want to add that in. Another thing, strong foods, is herbs like cilantro, basil, parsley, thyme. So,
we're hearing a lot about turmeric.
Exactly. And that's actually the forgotten herbs.
That's the forgotten one, ones. Okay.
Which more people are now starting to know, which is fabulous.
Right.
Yeah. So you have some of the herbs such as turmeric, ginseng, like ginkgo biloba. I don't know how many have heard of them, but they have they're such strong foods that they have these medicinal qualities to them.
I mean, like a lot of herbs, I think, also have medicinal qualities.
Exactly.
A lot are the basis for most medications, in fact.
Yes. So there's what I've learned through my studies is there's many different kinds of foods to naturally support your body. And your body is made to actually heal itself and repair itself, naturally, if we feed it the right things. You know, not just food, but also movement, all the things that Fran had talked about earlier. That was fun. I was taking notes.
So was I.
You mentioned, I read the material, obviously, preparing to speak here, talk here. And there was one that was mentioned, Lingzhi.
Oh, yes, Lingzhi. Oh, I'm so glad.
Lingzhi.
Yes. Lingzhi is actually one of the forgotten herbs that in Asia, it is one of the most revered herbs. Lingzhi is the Chinese name, Reishi is the Japanese name, and Yongji is the Korean name.
Ah.
But it's a very, very revered herb, and it has nicknames such as the herb of longevity, herb of immortality.
And where do we buy this herb? Christina, are you taking notes here?
Yeah, and what do you do with it? I have different questions. You know, those are questions I had.
Maybe we should get Fran back.
It sounds like a nice end result.
Well, you can get it in supplement form. If you go to some of the herbal markets, you might see that it's actually a mushroom.
It's a
hard mushroom, and you have to cut it up, and you can bring it in, you can brew it like an herbal tea.
Can you cook it like a mushroom kind of thing? Or?
So this herb is actually quite special. So it's not really as like culinary. It's more medicinal. So the supplementation form would be the best. You just have to be careful. There's a lot out there. You know, mushrooms in general are great. I know here in the United States we don't eat so much. Maybe we had the button mushroom and fettuccine, but there's actually like 2,000 culinary mushrooms, and I think we in the United States need to put more mushrooms into our diets because, you know, it has a lot of the essential like vitamins, like vitamin D, vitamin B, which a lot of us
vitamin
here.
D, we're all lacking. I mean, I don't think anyone goes to the doctor and doesn't hear you.
It's one of
low.
The sources of vitamin D, especially in the wintertime. Yeah. We're not going outside as much because our natural
way
of getting
we're wearing sunscreen.
Exactly.
We're kind of preventing.
How healthy is it to have mushrooms sautéed in garlic and oil?
Oh,
well, we'll discuss the culinary end of it when we come back. We have to break. We've been through close to 15 minutes. Once again, it just flies. There's so much information. So maybe when we come back, I'd like to hear a little bit how you work with seniors and how people can get in touch with you if they'd like to. So we will be right back with Mimi talking about longevity, healthy lifestyle, and Adelos is here too. So we will be back shortly with Project Independence in You.